Feanor was slain in battle soon after the return of the Noldor to Middle-earth, and his seven sons held wide lands in the east of Beleriand, between Dorthonion, Tower Nufuin, and the Blue Mountains. But their power was destroyed in the terrible Battle of Unnumbered Tears, which is described in the Children of Húrin, and thereafter the sons of Feanor wandered as leaves before the wind. The second son of Finwë was Fingolfin, the half-brother of Feanor, who was held the overlord of all the Noldor. And he, with his son Fingon, ruled Hithlum, which lay to the north and west of the great chain of Ered Wethrin, the Mountains of Shadow. Fingolfin dwelt in Mithrim, by the great lake of that name, while Fingon held Dor Lomin in the south of Hithlum. Their chief fortress was Barad Aethel, the Tower of the Well, at Aethel Sirion, Sirion's Well, where the river Sirion rose in the east face of the Mountains of Shadow. Sador, the old crippled servant of Húrin and Morwen, served as a soldier there for many years, as he told Túrin. After Fingolfin's death in single combat with Morgoth, Fingon became the High King of the Noldor in his stead. Túrin saw him once, when he and many of his lords had ridden through Dor Lomin and passed over the bridge of Nenlalaeth, glittering in silver and white. The second son of Fingolfin was Turgon. He dwelt at first, after the return of the Noldor, in the house named Vinyamar, beside the sea in the region of Nevrast, west of Dor Lomin. But he built in secret the hidden city of Gondolin, which stood on a hill in the midst of the plain called Tumladen, wholly surrounded by the encircling mountains, east of the river Sirion. When Gondolin was built, after many years of labour, Turgon removed from Vinyamar and dwelt with his people, with Noldor and Sindar, in Gondolin. And for centuries this elvish redoubt of great beauty was preserved in the most profound secrecy, its only entry undiscoverable and heavily guarded, so that no stranger could ever pass in, and Morgoth was unable to learn where it lay. Not until the Battle of Unnumbered Tears, when more than 350 years had passed since he left Vinyamar, did Turgon emerge with his great army from Gondolin.